Thank you very much, Alan. Our last batch of news items certainly have a local flavour, with a local street looking to hold a street party to re-establish a community spirit and the rescue from closure of the hotel in an historic building in St Giles, plus news of those outdoor cafe seating areas currently being requested, perhaps in view of the summer weather. Families living in an area plagued by drug dealing and violent crime said that they were determined to reclaim their local park and host their first community street party. On Sunday, July the 28th, members of the Wensum Residents Association will turn West End Street near Dereham Road in Norwich into a community fun day, with neighbouring green space playing host to outdoor family activities. Ongoing drug issues in the Dereham Road area have been well documented, and the neighbourhood made headlines when a teenager was shot on Adelaide Street. But Alison Leddington, who is in charge of the Wensum Street Party event, said the area deserved to be recognised for more than antisocial behaviour. The Arms Street resident said, "This is a fantastic area, but that is often overshadowed by crime. The community is diverse, with people who have lived here for years, as well as young families."
An historic Norwich hotel has been saved after staff members worked 11-hour shifts to keep it open when its previous owners went into liquidation. The newly named St Giles House Terrace and Spa is open for business and planning a grand formal relaunch on July the 20th after the former company which ran it collapsed with debts of just under £900,000 in April. Lisa Donnell, who was the reception manager, has now been promoted to general manager, and she said, "I am determined not to give up on the hotel. It was a very big ordeal, upsetting, and there were literally just a handful of us and a couple of cleaners for the 24 rooms, as we still have bookings." The hotel was rescued by the owner of the building, landlord Roland Deuce, who took over the running of the hotel under his company, Thurgaiton Priory Estates Limited. It has since been taken back, some of the staff who left, and now employs a total of 17, and will be officially reopened by the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Councillor Vaughan Thomas.
A well-known restaurant in the heart of Norwich Lanes has been knocked back in its bid to provide an al fresco dining experience. But two others were able to persuade the City Council to approve their plans. Hagel, a Central European-themed restaurant on St Benedict Street, had bid to place seating for six alongside the pavement to the front of its building. But the plans faced fierce opposition from neighbours and objection from both the Royal National Institute for Blind People and the Norwich Access Group, members of a regulatory subcommittee of Norwich City Council, unanimously agreed to refuse the application, arguing the pavement was just not wide enough to accommodate the seating. Neighbours raised concerns at how the pavement would be able to accommodate diners, restaurant staff and pedestrians, particularly those who use mobility scooters. Meanwhile, the same committee did grant approval for two other outdoor seating provisions at the Last Wine Bar on St George's Street and Café Club on the corner of Rose Lane and King Street.
A city centre primary school has celebrated a revamp and its first year with a full school. Charles Darwin Primary opened as a free school in September 2016 and currently has pupils from reception to year three. The building, in Rose Lane, has recently undergone a major refurbishment with new facilities including outdoor play areas and an indoor sports hall. To celebrate the revamp, a grand opening was held at the Inspiration Trust School. The Sheriff of Norwich, Dr. Marion Princely, officially opened the school, and parents and pupils were invited to attend a summer fete, which took place through the afternoon with stage performances from pupils, stalls, and a barbecue.
Thousands of families can take advantage of a new free shuttle bus to and from a popular theme park this summer. The Dino Bus, operated by Eastern Counties Buses, will pick up passengers at 9 different locations across Norwich before stopping at Roar Dinosaur Adventure in Lenwade. It will run 7 days a week from Monday, July the 29th, and Sunday, September the 1st, from Norwich Railway Station to the attraction's admission office. Alan Goymore, company director of Roar Dinosaur Adventure, said, "We are trialling it for the summer holiday period, but the appetite for it is very high." He said the main aims of the bus would be to make the park more accessible for families using public transport and reducing the attraction's environmental impact. The busiest time of the year for the park is August, when on average 60,000 people visit. Mr. Goymore said fewer than 1% of visitors use public transport to get to the site. We are trying to improve that.
Well, we've reached the end of part one now, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and hope that you enjoy the rest of your listening.